What is your name and where were you born?
Ինչ է անունդ եւ ուր ծնվել?
Իսրայել. Խարպեցի եմ ես.
No, Israel, I tell you, Arabian.
Arabian.
He is born in Kharpert.
And where is Kharpert?
Ուր կգտնվի Kharpert-ը?
Anadolu.
Anadolu pas Turkia է, չէ?
Այո, Թուրքիա.
In Turkey.
Anush, tell me that you were a genocide survivor. Tell me what you went through, what happened.
Anush, savinti vortun tkharperti azatvats meknes atpada. How did you survive? Ինչ պես տուն ապրեցիր, ինչ հրիր, որ չի մերա?
Ազատեր, այո. Ես քույրս արին, քույրս հետ կացի, քույրս ամուստածը դրգի հետ. Türkiye demişler. Yani Gazze'de önce.
It's well that his daughter, his sister, a Turkish man took her like a wife, and he went with his sister.
So, the Turks came and a Turkish man.
Came and took the sister like for wife, and by force. And the sister took him with her.
And then where did you go?
Urkanatsik, yerfor
Kharpet.
Kuyrigit kova?
Ayo, Kuyrigit kova, ye.
Ah,
Azadetilindi.
He went
with his... Kuyrigit kova, Azadetilindi.
Ayo, I see. He went with his sister. And Verche?
Orpanatsi, ayo. Orbanoz. 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 Egan.
Escaped from the Turkish man and he went in the orphanage.
Nearest relief. Nearest relief was
collecting all the children who were
in the
streets, the Armenian children. Mm. So he entered in the orphanage.
Thousands of children were going in this
orphanage.
In what year was that?
What year was that?
20 years that the genocide, he
escaped and went in the orphanage.
I have problem with the sound, I don't know why.
Just, it's not loud enough.
I want to ask him some questions too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What happened to your parents?
What
happened to your father? When you were on the desert, on the road in the desert in Del Zor, what did you see?
How long were you in the orphanage?
Որքան երկար մնացիր որբանոցը?
Որբանոցը 3 տարի.
3 years.
Վերջը եկանք Հոսիպան, Եվրոպա.
Հունաստան.
Հունաստան եկանք.
Okay, you said that the Turks wanted to make you a eunuch while you were living with them with your sister.
Հուսեին քեզի Musliman anen.
Ayo, şey apa, kuyruş kovu, kuyruş arı dilerim, abuza çin, ima, boşça.
He wanted to do him Musliman, he escaped his that he went in the orphanage.
And you said that you had seen during the genocide dogs eating people.
What's that?
Dogs eating people.
Ah, tun deser es martik vor shuner vor merats martik kudein.
Ke shim deser. Japaneri gayin kalei ki japaneri merats martik ner chikazein.
There was a lot of dead men in the streets, but I don't remember the dogs.
What happened to the rest of your family?
Manatsats andanikit inch egav. Minak kuyre gtkar.
Ուրիշ մարդուներ։ Ուրիշ քրիշ այդ զավա Թուրքիա դամուսն։ Ես գցա
Թուրքիա։
Այո, եւ ինձ բնագիր Թուրքիա, Թուրքիա մեջ Թուրքիա։ Հա։ Ես փախա։ Հա։
He says the same. I escaped from them. I went to the orphanage. My sister stayed there and she became
a Բորբոնացիա American Navy Relief.
He doesn't know what happened to his family.
They died.
Just speak, say no.
No. How did you know that the Turks wanted to make you a eunuch?
Ինչ է դες որ քեզի թուրք կուզեին դարձնել։
Իրե յուրը մենջե ասի ուտ դարեգան ինչի դանք բամեի։
I was 8 years old. I understand what they wanted.
Ես քովի փախա։
It's for this that I.
Նորը քաչի քուիր թուրքի շեղա ամզած չին թուրքի հետ։
When you left the orphanage, where did you go?
The orphanage, I have to tell you, the orphanage went to Greece and they continued. Because I know my husband. They continued, they took them out of Turkey and they brought them in the Greece to be more free. The American people came. In Harper, and they came and they gathered all the children.
Wait, he finish speaking before you talk? Otherwise, it's not
fair. I understood. The American people came, and the Turkish said, we want the orphans. So instead of giving them the orphans, they left and they went to Greece.
And where in Greece?
I know where it is, but I want that he says Corfu.
Corfu Katsik.
I know from my husband.
Corfu.
Did your sister want to marry the Turk, or was she forced to marry the Turk?
He went to see her. She had children, but she had to stay there. They married the girl because they took all what they had, the lands, the buildings that they had.
So they married her to take all the land and everything?
To take all what they had.
They sent him in a Turkish school.
Beirut?
Ayo, Beirut.
From Turkey, they went first to Beirut.
Beirut.
The orphanage took them there.
After
Beirut, Corfu.
Greek.
was the many people in the rest of your family killed, your cousins, your aunties?
They were killing who they found in the streets. So he says they killed everybody.
Yes.
How did they kill them?
In 1915, they were throwing them in the river.
When you saw that, what did you do? How did it make you feel?
Եվ որ գտեստայր ատ կետնետելն իմ պաներդին ինչ կնեիր։
Մեկ ինչ բզուկ է ես շատ
բզուկ է։
Իկ խայ է գիշտը ծակ։ Ասին դժվարդյան պազարը ծանք, իշպես չիմ ասին, պաղթին բերավ, դե եգան ոստիկարները արին։ Ասկրաս, եդո թուրքերում գովղացիք դարայիտում ունեք։
When he was in the Turk family, he was going with the sheep and the goats, you know. He was working for them. But it's good that the American people came and saved us.
And did you have friends that weren't saved?
I don't know where they are now, he said.
How long was he with the Turkish people?
What?
How long did he spend with the Turkish people?
How did they treat him? I escaped, I went to the orphanage.
Yes.
So when the Turks were killing Armenians in the streets, did you see birds eating the corpses?
Tundesar torchunner paner vor merelnerun vragukayin.
Abo. Ha? Oh. Richard. Japanese colleague.
In the streets when I was walking.
Yes, I. Oscar.
How did the memory of what happened affect his life later on, if it did?
Adiga ku kezi astatsi abakayin misht kehisheir vor tunasan kyank unetsats es.
Ayo yes ku vechi ku ichko gazi ku irsharin.
Ha bats verche vor tun azatvetsar.
Ayo.
Orfanachkatsine.
Ayo
ayo. Kehisheir
mis.
He was always remembering.
I
was remembering everything, he said.
That's the Daregan Chikai, Chikai, Ut Daregani. We say Abepan, Dunar Nichal Arin, Amen Chilinicharin. He had the Kurish to get them to sing.
Let me just stop for a second.
I know it's hard for him. Thank you.
Do you still think about this every day?
Yes.
Okay.
He feels bad that his sister became Turkish, you know. He's always repeating this.
When is the last time he saw his sister?
He saw her in
1922. Yes.
The last time.
To Europe.
When they were coming to Europe, he went, he saw her, and he left her.
Okay.
Never sent a letter or try to contact her after
that? When he was in the orphanage, she was writing him, and she was writing him her. Mm-hmm. But in 22, when he saw her for the last time, no letters, nothing.
Is it possible you could find her now?
Yeah. She was bigger. She must be dead, she said. He was the young one of the family.
Do you have any other family?
He has now his son and his daughter. And he has the grandchildren of his son. They are very nice. They come to visit him. He's saying the same thing. I went to see her. I stayed there a little. Then he went to Europe. Europe for him, it's Beirut and Greece.
If you could go back to your village and see it, would you want to go?
I have nothing there, he said.
Do you want reparations? Do you want the Turks to have justice and return your home?
Yes. Some Armenians became Turkish to have their house, to have a place to live.
Yes.
I know a person like this. Then she escaped when the children were bigger. But my husband's life is
off.
On est juste là pour 5 minutes, on va juste interviewer monsieur et puis on a fini.
Moi j'ai travaillé 30 ans dans la radio.
Oui, oh merci, vous pouvez écouter si vous voulez, je suis en train d'enregistrer le son là.
Oui, enregistrer, mais demande à moi.
Quelle radio vous travaillez?
Ah oui, émission français.
Oh, c'est bien ça.
Ok, spasé, Miki Champerutin.
Ah non, il faut qu'il te on demande, on rentre pas comme ça.
Mm-hmm. Nous sommes venus juste ici. Agui nous a dit de venir.
Agui, dis, tuez-le. Agui, et pas Agui, c'est moi.
On a bientôt fini, juste 5 minutes.
S'il
vous plaît. Merci.
Thank you. Okay. So, but reparations. Do you know the word in Armenian for reparations?
Ah, reparations. In Armenian,
restitution.
Իրենց ծրած կորցին պատության ամփոխարեն գուզ դպանգն գուզես որ
չէ ժարամի բարմորսակալի
բայց Artarutian justice Artarutian make Benkei mer hor mer land dunera the houses Mount Ararat mer surp masis du chesuzu Mount Ararat
այ քույրիշ բանեն արավանդեղ արավա ուրանքները եւ այլն.
No, but her sister, it's well that the sister took everything, she said.
Yes, Miss Digi, yeah. Oh, you're over.
But I'd heen high horror. This is ancient Armenian land.
It's not your interview.
Okay.
It's
it.
No, she's right.
I know, but it's his interview. I know, I have her piece already.
It's bad that my husband died. If I say you, they killed his father in front of him, they killed the mother in front of
Kurdish
him.
Turkey, I want to say that.
Ah.
I want to say that.
On his heart. Everything he's saying, my sister was married to a Turk. This is something very...
Something that bothers him.
Yes.
Have you, through the years, have you talked or met with Turkish people and discussed what happened to you? He hasn't met one, or he has met them and he hasn't talked about it?
Others have spoken about it, he said, but he never spoke.
You don't like to speak about it?
How does he feel when the Turks denied the genocide?
Let me ask that question. One last question. I will ask one last question, okay? The Turkish government and a lot of Turks deny that this happened. What do you think about that?
Որոշ թուրքեր, թուրքական ժողովուրդը եւ որոշ թուրքեր գսեն որ ատանք փամը մենք չեն գրած.
Գալի բանջե։
It's impossible to say something like this is it.
Ռաջին ամեն ինչ ապոշ։ Կավարը մեր խարպետի կավարը աշին։
They killed all the people of Kharpeti said. How they didn't do this? Yeah, in the villages it was more awful than in the country. It was more difficult, more awful. But I am telling you, in Kharpert, my husband's uncle, we are Vorperian, and he was a professor Vorperian. They hung it in front of the college to show this is your professor.
Where was that?
In Kharpert, the place, the same country where
the same village
that they, it was a town, Kharpert.
And
we had a college, American college.
American college.
He was a professor of Oriental studies. And they hung him, three professors, they hung them, and these are the college professors, they said, laughing.
The town doesn't exist anymore?
Who?
Where Kharpet was, is there another town there? Or?
Kharpet is Elazig now.
Elazig.
So they just took over the houses and changed the name of the town? Okay, thank you. Do you want to ask something else?
One time, because they let the Armenians do a big... Postma ditch. And they put them in front of it. But you know, the sheets that they were not everybody was tied yes. And they killed them in the place where they have worked. And all the were in this
ditch.
That was in Carpet?
In Carpet, in the same time.
Who told you this?
My husband told me, because his father, he was there. He was saying, Papa, where are you going? And he said, go home, go to your mother, don't stay here. And after he say, how? He said, no. And after he said, I saw when he died, he fell down, he ran to his mother. He said, Mom, you know that we have uncles, three uncles, his father, many persons of the family and the yes. neighborhood, they all dead, he said. The mother said, it's all right. She had a horse. She gave her horse to the neighbor, Turkish neighbor, and asked him the donkey. Mm-hmm. Because on the donkey, you can't put the children, you know. And he put my husband, he was 5 years old. He had a 3 years old sister, 2 years old a brother, and a 40 days sister. And they began to walk. They walked, they came near the river. When they come near the river, the mother understood that they will kill them in the river. She gave her children to Turkish people to save them. And he saw how they turned the bucket on which they have put the family all in the river and how she died. And he wanted that I write the book. I didn't write. Mm-hmm. I say, why? You want that people cry? He say, but people has to know what the Turkish people did to us.
You never told that to anybody?
No, I always said to my... always said, and now... I regret that I didn't write. I said I will write it in French because I know better French than Armenian, you know, to write a book.
I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
My name is Takui Vorperian.
Thank you.
My husband's name was Nishan Vorperian. Mm-hmm. He saw all these things. Mm-hmm.
Your husband saw all these things?
Yeah. He saw the when they were walking, the small one, the 40 years old child, was dying. What she can do? She has four children, poor woman. She put it in the Armenian cemetery, she covered it, and they continued to walk.
Your husband was 5 years old when it happened?
Mm. Now, but he remembered very well.
Your husband is still alive?
No, he's dead.
Okay, I have one more question for him. Did he tell his children what happened? I'm asking him.
Ah.
I'm asking him. Did you tell your children what happened?
Tun zavaknerut patmazes inch patahadze.
They
know. My granddaughter is in Janjay's college, and she wrote about the genocide. I have the book. They sent from Janjay, and the teacher said, I didn't know that Armenians had suffered so much. You know, if he told to all his grandchildren the life that they had.
Your husband?
My husband, yes.
Now, what about him? What did his children do when he told them what happened?
Zavakneret, yerfor bat metir inch patahadze, voeve pam
he's
not so. They know everything, he said. Nothing.
But they don't think of doing anything.
No. But my granddaughter is working with Congressman Winner. Mm-hmm. And they did. She
April
organized everything with the congressman. My grandchildren are remembering their grandfather, and they are always, you know, when I speak, I feel so bad, because if I say all the life that he saw,
then maybe you should
forget that he was Armenian. There was a girl that they brought to marry the boy, and she said, I will escape, but you are Armenian. Do the cross. He says this, there was a woman of, because he was 5 years old, long hair, who was doing this cross on me when I was sleeping. He says, you will remember this, and you have to escape from her. One day, the girl fled. She didn't marry the man. One night, she escaped and she went. They beat him. He saw that the other children are near the fire. And he has to clean the snow. So he said, the girl was seeing me that I am not his son. So it's right. And he escaped. He escaped. He went to his, he find the family. The family put him in the orphanage.
That was your husband?
My husband, yes.
Where did you meet your husband?
I met him in Egypt. We were from Egypt. I met him here. Before my wedding, one day before he told me, I will tell you my story. You have to know what happened to me. And I didn't know. Yes, at school I learned that more than 1.5 million of Armenians died. All this I know, but I was not. He told me the story. From this day, we were always to the children, to the grandchildren. This is a duty that you have to do, you know? To.
And how old were you when you met your husband?
I was 19 years, 20 years old.
And how long have you been in this country?
Here, 14 years only. I left Egypt. I was 39 years old. We went to Armenia. In Armenia, it was Sovietic, you know, they were not speaking about genocide. But when we went, slowly, slowly, we began to say, this happened, this happened, this happened. And after, they began to talk about it. Before this, nobody was, what they will do? I said, the government, they are Armenian like us. Let us know. And we began to talk about it. And it was there that he wanted that I write a book. I was teaching French in the school.
You think you should write it?
I should write it, but now it's difficult for me.
Maybe you start today.
I hope I will do. I remember everything, and if I forget something, my grandchildren remember me.
Just write a page every day.
Thank you.
So you know that I was an Armenian volunteer soldier in the war in Artsakh, where the Armenians defeated the Azeris
in 1992. It's not Turkic. Azerbaijani. Hayastanin kova. Azerbaijani meche. Bezdik derme gabor haygagan e Artsakh. Artsakh ye paterasmatsan hayere ye pavagan arinat khogeren.
Bravo.
And in that region of Armenia, someone in every family died defending that land.
Yes.
And when we were in the underground bomb shelters, you know, and hearing the bombs outside, we always thought of the genocide survivors and how this was the first time since the genocide that Armenians had a chance to, through armed struggle, gain some of their land back. So do you think there should be an armed struggle to gain some of our occupied Western Armenia back?
Kutuk gmadades vor gareli e baykaril vorpesi mer khogere het arnenk?
Ba. Shat.
Impossible.
What about Nakhichevan?
Nakhichevan. In Baku also they did. A lot of Armenians from Baku
were killed. No, but Nakhichevan, my grandparents are from Nakhichevan, which used to be Armenian. Yes, and the Turks deported most of the Armenians through economic suffering. So you don't think we should get Nakhichevan back?
I see a big difference between my husband and him.
Yes.
Till he's dead, he saw before dying, he had cancer, poor man. He told me, you know what they are doing in Baku? Mm-hmm. Take my children, and take them to America. We had two times invitation for America. He didn't want to say, we Armenians, we have to keep our country. But when he saw that they are doing this in Baku, he said, we are all, you know, that the neighbors are against us. Take my grandchildren, take my children, and go.
The children were young?
My son was, no, we came here. They were not, the grandchildren were young. The grandchildren were young. Because it's only 14 years that we are here.
How do you say thank you in Armenian?
Shnagalchun.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we must speak to this man. Come here for a few minutes. Come here. Because I know you've been doing short ham.
Joseph Martesian.
About the Armenian genocide, do you think we should have reparations?
In che?
Հայկական ջենոցիդի համար պետք է մեզի թուրքերը մեզի դիմացը փանդա
կոմպենսացիոն
ճա
Ա է ի գրեցին դեմ
ի՞նչ կսեք որ ասի ես ֆրանսական ամբացի աշխատեմ
հա հասկացանք օքիս քեզ ուրիշ բան արցնեք
50 տարի է որ ոն աշխատեմ ես